أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد In the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى The most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters. Today's speech, today's khutbah will be about my and your real value between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people. قيمتك الحقيقية بين الله والناس. I will be reading a story that I heard from one of the short videos, then I will come to my point. I heard an American, I don't know his name, it seems he's a trainer. This American guy said, literally, I'm quoting him exactly, I typed exactly what he said in the video. He said, a former Undersecretary of Defense who is invited to give a speech to a large conference of 1,000 people was standing on the stage with his cup of coffee, a styrofoam cup, like a plastic, preparing to start his PowerPoint behind him. He took a sip of his coffee and smiled, and he looked down to the coffee and went off the script and said, you know, last year I spoke at this exact same conference. Last year I was still the undersecretary, and when I spoke here last year, they flew me here in business class. And when I arrived to the airport, there was somebody waiting for me to take me to the hotel. And when they took me to my hotel, they took me up immediately to my room, which they have already checked in, and they just took me up to my room. And next morning when I came downstairs, there was someone waiting in the lobby to greet me, and they took me through the back entrance to the green room or the guest room and handed me a cup of coffee in a very beautiful ceramic cup. He continues, he says, I'm now no longer the undersecretary. I flew here in economy class. I took a taxi to my hotel and checked myself in. When I came down the lobby this morning, I took another taxi to this venue. I came in the front door and found my way backstage. And when I asked someone, do you have any coffee? He pointed to the coffee machine in the corner. Then I poured myself a cup of coffee into this here styrofoam cup. He says, the lesson is, now, the one who's talking in the video says, which I'm listening to him, he says, the lesson is, the ceramic cup was never meant for me. Sorry, still he's quoting the person, that undersecretary, the previous. He says, the lesson is, the ceramic cup was never meant for me. It was for the position I held. I deserve a styrofoam cup. Remember this. As you gain fame, as you gain fortune, as you gain position and seniority, people will treat you better. they will hold doors open to you. They will get you a cup of tea and coffee without you even asking. They will call you sir, ma'am, and they will give you your stuff. None of that stuff is meant for you or me. That stuff is meant for the position you hold. It is meant for the level that you have achieved of leader or success, or whatever you want to call it. But you will always deserve styrofoam cup. Remember that. Remember that lesson of humility and gratitude. You can accept all the free stuff. You can accept all the perks. Absolutely, you can enjoy them, but just be grateful for them and know that they are not for you. The story is finished. The one who's talking in the video continued with a small paragraph. Then I will come back to my khutbah. The narrator says, I remember getting off the Asila. It's a train line in New York, from New York to Washington, D.C. And I got off the train like everybody else. I was walking down the platform like everyone else, and I walked past General Norty Schwartz, who used to be the chief of staff of the United States Air Force. He was schlepping his own suitcase down the platform just like me. And just a couple months ago, he was flying on private jets and other people carried his luggage. But he no longer held the position, and so now he got to drag his own suitcase, and never did it sort of remind me more than that none of us deserve the perks that we get. We will deserve the styrofoam cup. The story is finished. To be honest with you, you know, like the highly spread, you know, videos, maybe 50% of you, maybe you received this video that I watched. The first thing came to my mind, the following question. This is how people deal with each other in terms of how we give value to each other. Then what came to my mind, subhanAllah, is it the same case between us and Allah? Look to the important question now. Now what came to my mind, how we normally as human beings deserve positions? We have many ways. One of them, achievement, skills, qualifications. One of them, as we say in Arabic language, wasta. You know the wasta? We call it in Jordan, vitamin wow. Wasta, basically, it's a mean once you have intermediate person in the middle, even if you don't have qualifications, no skills, even if you know nothing, you might be a minister or a prime minister. Welcome to the Arab world. So one of the ways that you might hold a position is wasta, or, you know, indirect push. Okay, what else? Skills, yes. Qualifications, yes. You might be held this position legally or illegally with justified ways or unjustified ways. Next question. Is there any guarantee between the people to keep having this position if you deserve it? The answer is no, because at any moment you could lose it simply because someone hates you, someone has more power, someone who is in charge, he does not like your appearance, your smile, your achievements, your success. We have envy, backbiting, hatred. You know, someone is digging for you here and there. Or you became lazy or whatever. Many reasons. So, first question, we can't have easily what we might be deserving. And we might have what we don't deserve. Two, once we have what we deserve, we can't have a guarantee to keep what we deserve. But what if, third question, I made a mistake? What's the percentage of those people whom you think they will forgive me? Normally, from our experience, the majority of people, they don't forgive when you make a mistake. Most of the people, they don't forgive and they don't forget. What if, fourth question, I deserve a position and I reach this position because of my skills and achievements and qualifications, and I was accused falsely, depending on a false news, with something I did not do it, ittiham, I was accused, and I did nothing. There is a big possibility that I might lose the position even without doing anything that, you know, makes me, you know, out of this position. So look now, look how we deal with each other. We can't have what we deserve by the fact that we deserve. And we can reach something whether we deserve or not. We can't guarantee keeping the position that we achieve. At any moment we made a mistake, we might lose everything we have achieved. Most likely, the majority of the people will not forgive and will not forget. And I might be losing what I deserve depending on a fake news. So look how risky to keep your real value when dealing with the people. We have another offer.
Jazakallah khair.
Yes. We have another offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the value for a human being amongst human beings. Let's see the other part of the possible story. So I'm doing marketing for Islam now. Is it the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely no. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Question number one. If I deserve something, first of all, if I want to achieve something, is there any possibility that Allah will prevent me from achieving it if I want? It's impossible. Allah actually is calling me 24/7 to come to Him. So open road, open path, just come, number one. Two, if I achieved something, I deserve the status. Allah gave me this. Is there anyone in the universe can take it from me? No. Is there, wal'iyadu billah, God forbid, slight possibility that Allah may cheat me or take it from me? It's impossible. Hasha, subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, is it possible that if I made a mistake, Allah will simply destroy me? No, in the opposite completely. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Actually, Allah is calling us 24/7 in the Quran. All my servants, all my slaves, those who did israf, those who exceeded the limits, which means they did a lot of sins, yet, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Don't ever be hopeless. No. The gate is always open. And Prophet Muhammad told us that if I did make a mistake against Allah's will, Allah's teachings, Allah's rulings, repentance is always highly welcome as long as you are not facing two cases. One case, طُلُوعُ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا, which is at the end of the time when the sun will rise from the west, which is one of the signs that the world will be completely destroyed. And Al-Gharghara. And we told many times, Al-Gharghara, it's a terminology, means the time that I'm completely sure that I will die. When I see, for example, the angel of death, before the angel of death takes my soul. This is called Al-Gharghara. Still I'm in the world alive. I'm able to realize who's surrounding me, but I can't tell them what happens with me. Khalas, my time is finished. At that time, if I said, I'm sorry, wallah, I want to repent, it's finished. Your time is finished. Apart from these two cases, at any moment, any second, I'm fully welcome to repent. I'm comparing now between Allah and the human beings. So when I make a mistake, I'm always welcome. But what if, let's come to this important, very beautiful part. What if I was accused falsely? Accused falsely between you and me, we human beings, but Allah knows. Maybe, by the way, let's come to the story of Aisha radiallahu anha, hadith al-ifk, the big lie. The majority of people, for them, practically, humanly, physically, she was accused that she was with a man in the desert for a few hours alone. So superficially, humanly, the evidence is against her. Who knows the truth for sure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why before Jibreel came to Prophet Muhammad after 30 days and she was crying in the hadith Sahih in Bukhari and Muslim. Because when she said, I know that you heard something, she was addressing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, her father. She was addressing Prophet Muhammad, her husband. She was addressing her mother. I know that you heard, and I know it was stuck in your hearts, and I know it's not easy for you not to believe me. قال قالت إني لا أملك لي ولكم إلا كما قال أبو يوسف. She means يعقوب عليه السلام. Prophet يعقوب قال فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. It's just I will have a nice, beautiful patience, and I'm just asking Allah to help me against what you have against me. Now, humanly, even Prophet Muhammad was not able to defend her. He was not able because he does not know the ghaib unless if Allah tells him. But she, you know, she is the excellent, clever, genius student of Prophet Muhammad, Aisha radiallahu anha. She knows for sure that as long as Allah knows, so don't worry. He knows. And by the way, this is part of the beauty why we believe in Allah and His attributes. When you know that Allah knows, so there's no fear. But they are accusing me. It's part of your trial. The muhim, does Allah know or not? Yes. Have the peace of mind. Don't worry. So, let's come again now. If I decided to put my concentration and my effort to have a real value in the scale of Allah, not the human beings, I'm always a winner. Always I'm facing success. No obstacles in my face. If I achieve the status, no one can take it from me. If I made a mistake, I'm always welcome to be forgiven. If anything happens against me falsely, Allah knows, so why should I fear? Look and compare between this and this. Now I will give some very quick evidences about the most important question. Okay, Sheikh, how can I achieve a position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The equation or the recipe is very simple. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ Udda. Very simple. Amanu wa amilu salihat. I need to have a high position. I need to believe in Allah in His way, to believe in His existence, to believe that He is the only God who created everything, and to believe in His prophets, in the angels, in the ghaib, and to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, and to believe in the Quran as His honor, and to respect the teachings who told me about this. This is haram and this is halal. I believe and I do what He commanded me to do. Very simple. Come to see one of the amazing values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that we will be achieving. Very quickly, one ayah and one hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. Allah is talking about the moment when I'm leaving this worldly life, which could be the most horrible moment for any of us. I'm leaving completely the worldly life, Hayat al-Dunya. I'm moving through the gate of death to a new world completely. Even if I'm a good person, even if I'm a nice person, yet it's a strange world for me. I'm alone. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us. Those who said, who declared, they believe, they declare, just قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They kept themselves on the straight path. They were not going here and there, doing their best. Their end result, قال تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُ وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Allah will be sending groups of angels welcoming them to the Akhirah. Can you imagine that? Allah will be sending, you know, plenty. Allah knows with the number because Allah said تَتَنَزَّل. تَتَنَزَّل means, you know, groups and gradually. It's not one or two, maybe tens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands. Welcoming me as a human being, but I'm very valuable in the sight of Allah because I'm a believer who did his best to istiqamah. So Allah will be welcoming me just as if, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Just to make it easy, it's like when you are traveling to another country and your host is the king of that country. Once you came out of the gate of the plane, for example, the aircraft, you know, a huge number of armies with a red carpet. They are welcoming you, speaking your language, smiling in your face, saying you are most welcome, you are the guest of the king. Please come to this, you know, beautiful car with full respect. Walillahi al-mathal al-a'la. Another one, which is one of my favorites. Hadith Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said in the hadith, إن الله إذا أحب عبدا نادى جبريل وقال يا جبريل إني أحبه فلانا فأحبه فينادي جبريل في ملائكة السماء والأرض إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبه فيوضع له القبول في الأرض. It's amazing hadith. Prophet Muhammad says that if Allah loved someone and we knew how Allah loves, you need just to do your job and your duty. It's very simple. The recipe is not complicated. If Allah loved you, Allah will be calling Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel, peace be upon him. And he will be telling him, oh Jibreel, I love such and such person. So he is commanded, love them. Then Jibreel, you know, he's the archangel. He's the head of the angels, of trillions and trillions of angels. He will be addressing them like the chief commander talking with the soldiers. Allah loves such and such person, love him. Now, what I'm concerned with is, قَالْ فَيُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The practical result for me, يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Literally means acceptance will be laid down on earth. If we want to translate يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ in our simple language, all gates will be open in his face. Everyone loves him. Anything goes easily. Even difficulties, he will be empowered to deal with them. Allah will be supporting him, you know, spiritually. The power, he will not be afraid of anything. He will be able to understand anything. Allah will be dealing with him like a VIP person. So this is because of what? He did what he was commanded. Amanu wa amilu as-salihat. The end result. My job basically was, I was inspired to talk about this because of this, you know, short video. When he said, actually, we deserve just the styrofoam cup, not the ceramic cup, because of the position. So I said, subhanAllah, this happens for any one of us. We could be losing our positions in this worldly life simply because we are human beings. We are weak. We hate, we forget. Sometimes we have heart diseases against each other. So, no guarantee. What is the message of the khutbah? Don't link yourself completely with any human beings. Just connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلُوا قَلْبِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. أستغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Before I make the dua, very quick two announcements. The first one, please, I think you are aware that inshallah in 2 days from now the time will be changed to the daylight time. So next Friday, first khutbah will be 1:15. Second khutbah will be 2:30. Third khutbah, 3:30. It's exactly just shift 1 hour. The second announcement, so I will read something that we agreed upon to announce it very quickly. Under the Islamic rule of prevention is better than cure, which is al-liqaya khayran min al-ilaj. And the prophetic advice, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. There should be neither harming nor reciprocating harm. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Don't harm and don't be harmed. And to take a positive step as Muslims against the possible spread of coronavirus, we urge all brothers and sisters not to shake hands or to hug or to kiss each other, and maintain the beautiful Islamic teachings with regard washing our hands very well in the ablution, which is the wudu, alhamdulillah for this, which is part of our religion, and as much as we can. In addition, and here's the most important thing, In addition, in case if you don't feel well, or if you have a cough, or if you sneeze even slightly, or even if you have slight fever, please don't come to the masjid or any type of gatherings. The reason, because, you know, some people are very sensitive. If I have some kind of sneeze or cough, the people, they became really scared. So spreading, you know, fear among the Muslims is haram. You are hurting them. So if you have any of these symptoms, please take care of yourself and stay at home. And, you know, according to Islamic rulings, it's completely valid to stay at home. Don't worry. It's not a compulsion for you to come to the masjid and, God forbid, to spread the, you know, virus if there is any possibility. Jazakum Allah khair for doing your best, inshallah, to abide to Islamic teachings. بارك الله فيكم اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم يا رحيم اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين يا رب ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا اللهم ارحم مرضى المؤمنين اللهم ارحم شهداءهم اللهم ارحم مستضعفين من المؤمنين مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وكن معهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة